Hello, and welcome to the Hypnosis and NLP podcast, the podcast that teaches you how to tap into the power of your subconscious mind to improve your life. I'm your host, Donald Curry. I'm a registered psychotherapist, master hypnotherapist, NLP practitioner, and hypnosis instructor. Welcome to the stress episode. In this episode, we will discuss what stress is, the causes of stress, and its impact on the body. Tips, tricks, and tools for better managing stress levels, and you will have the opportunity to experience gentle hypnotic journey to assist you in relaxing and reducing your stress. I'm glad that you're here, and I hope that this podcast sparks the motivation within you to make your life better. What is stress? Stress is primarily a physical response. When stressed, the body believes that it is under attack and switches to fight or flight mode, releasing a complex mix of hormones and chemicals, such as adrenaline, cortisol, and norepinephrine, to prepare the body for physical action. This causes a number of reactions, from blood being diverted to the muscles to shutting down necessary body functions, such as the digestion. Through the release of hormones, such as adrenaline, cortisol, and norepinephrine, the caveman gained a rush of energy, which prepared him to either fight the tiger or run away. That heart-pounding, fast-breathing sensation is the adrenaline to give us a boost of energy. This enables us to focus our attention so that we can quickly respond to the situation. In the modern world, the fight or flight mode can still help us to survive dangerous situations, such as reacting swiftly to a person running in front of our car by slamming on our brakes. The challenge is when our body goes into a state of stress in inappropriate situations. When blood flow is only going to the most important muscles needed to fight or flee, brain function is minimized. This can lead to the inability to think straight, a state that is of great hindrance in both our work and home lives. If we're kept in a state of stress for long periods, it can be detrimental to our health. The result of having elevated cortisol levels can be increases in blood sugar and blood pressure levels and a decrease in libido. Fight is when our body goes into a state of stress. We may feel agitated and aggressive towards others. This can be due to our body's natural reaction being fight. This can be helpful when warding off predators, but in unnecessary situations, it can negatively affect relationships and even ruin reputations. Flight. Some of us avoid our stressors, removing ourselves from the situation instead of tackling it. This can be a sign of the flight survival instinct, a function that can save lives when we find ourselves in dangerous surroundings. However, in everyday life, this natural instinct can lead to stressful situations escalating and increase our stress levels when we realize that the stressor isn't going away and we need to face it. There's another response, which is called the freeze response. For some people, becoming stressed sets the stage for dysregulation. The energy mobilized by the perceived threat gets locked into the nervous system and we freeze. This response sometimes reveals itself when we breathe. Holding our breath and shallow breathing are both forms of freeze. Stress deeply affects the sympathetic nervous system, which is why hypnosis and relaxation exercises and deep breathing are so beneficial. Stress is often the result of the perception of the situation. You can't control the experience, but you can learn to control or manage your response to the experience. So So stress is a response that we have to threatening situations. And stress originates from the same primal automatic responses that once saved the lives of our ancestors as they hunted and gathered. But in modern day society, the causes of stresses have changed. We don't have bears or tigers running after us, trying to make us their evening meal, but yet the stress response within our body remains the same. Now, some stress can be beneficial. It keeps you active and moving forwards. It can help you to keep on top of things, either at work or school. But when you add situational stress on top of daily routines, it can lead to chronic stress. The death of a spouse or a loved one, a divorce, an injury, losing a job, arguing with others, or having relationship difficulties can all factor in to stress levels. When someone experiences a continual stress response, it has negative consequences. High stress levels affect both the immune system and the cardiovascular system, and if left untreated, it can lead to unexplained pain and illness, high blood pressure, ulcers, migraines, obesity, irritable bowel syndrome, and autoimmune diseases. Stress can also erode mental health, causing anxiety, fears, substance abuse, and negative thinking. Stress is the result of both internal and external occurrences. And how each person manages stress is personal and extremely individual. What causes one person's stress might not be perceived as a stress to another. And when left unchecked, stress can lead to greater problems later on down the road, as it has an accumulative effect. There are many ways of managing stress that are effective. Hypnosis may be beneficial in both reducing the amount of stress that someone experiences and being able to develop more evolved coping strategies for situations that evoke a stress response. And other techniques such as deep breathing and mindfulness meditation are also excellent tools at assisting people to keep their stress levels in check. As I stated earlier, there are two types of stress, external and internal. External problems related to stress can include losing a job, the death of a loved one, having unrealistic expectations placed upon you, getting married, having children, moving, social situations, a feeling of a lack of support, surprise expenses, fighting with family or friends, or the dissolving of a relationship. And internal causes of stress can include a negative outlook or attitude, low self-confidence, anger or other emotions, unrealistic expectations that you place upon yourself, the inner critic, which is the inner part of you that is always critiquing the things that you do, thought patterns, belief systems, opinions, and judgments. The difference between external and internal stressors is that you have very little control over the external factors that cause stress. You cannot foresee or magically change the circumstances that are occurring around you. However, you can control your response to those circumstances. This is why it is so important to recognize that you always have choice about how you manage your external stresses. Even though it takes work, we always have choice in how we think about and perceive the external stresses and how we respond to those outer external stressors. Most importantly, the choice in how you manage, cope, and overcome the situation at hand. Developing a more positive outlook and attitude, working to increase your confidence levels, being gentle with yourself, developing a kinder, gentler internal voice, and changing thought patterns and belief systems can assist with managing internal stress. Coming up with a game plan is important when working to manage stress, As stress affects the mind, the body, and the emotions, it's a good idea to give each of these parts of you what it needs in order to combat stress. From a physical perspective, learning proper breathing, relaxation, meditation, or self-hypnosis can help you to manage stress. Physical activity and exercise are a wonderful tool to assist you in dissipating stress. Making sure that you get enough sleep, that you eat properly, that you avoid caffeine and other stimulants, and that you take time for yourself each day. These can all be highly beneficial in assisting you in managing stress. Sometimes, it's important to remove yourself from stressful situations and give yourself a break. From a mental level, working to change thinking and perspectives about the situation and changing belief systems or thought patterns can be helpful. Working on a stress reduction action plan can also put the mind at ease. Taking a blank piece of paper and writing out an inventory of life, writing all the things that are causing stress onto that piece of paper. Recognizing which situations that are occurring are outside of your control and what choices you can make in handling those situations. And coming up with solutions for each of these problems and concerns. When the mind knows that you're taking action, it can begin to relax about the circumstances. Getting support from a trained mental health care professional can also be very helpful and beneficial. Doing therapy is always more effective than not doing therapy. And if you're truly feeling overwhelmed, learning to say no can be very helpful at preventing further burnout. And from an emotional level, working to understand and heal any emotions that are present about the situation can assist you in managing stress. Remember that if you're feeling stressed and overwhelmed, doing nothing simply leads to an escalation of stress levels. So be your own best friend when you're experiencing stress and take the necessary action steps to manage it. Now you will have the choice and the opportunity to experience a gentle, hypnotic journey to help you manage stress, if you so choose. So if you would like to participate in this process, find a place where you won't be disturbed for this next little while. Get your body in the most comfortable position for you. And whenever you're ready, close your eyes and begin to focus on your breathing. Feeling the coolness as you breathe in and the warmth as you breathe out. And just allow yourself to become very comfortable. Take time now to get in touch with your body. And notice your breathing, just getting in touch with your breathing. Noticing how the air moves through your body as you inhale and how it relaxes as you exhale. Just breathing relaxation all the way through your body, exhaling away tension and any concerns of the day. Know now that with each breath that you take, you may allow yourself to drift and float deeper and deeper and more fully into an ideal level of pleasurable relaxation. And as you continue to relax, as you continue to breathe and relax, just let a wave of relaxation flow through your body from the top of your head all the way down to the tips of your toes. And just let that wave of relaxation touch every muscle, every fiber, every cell of your body, And as that wave of relaxation flows through you, notice that your thoughts are already beginning to turn positive, and how positive thoughts instantly empower you. Imagine yourself in a very beautiful, calm place, perhaps outside in nature, if so appropriate. And you can imagine that your body is ideally absorbing energy from the sun. You can feel the warmth of the sun. And you can imagine your body rapidly relaxing from head to toe. Perhaps you can feel waves of relaxation moving through your head and downward through your body. Or maybe your own breathing is continuing to relax you more and more. That's right. Just allow this feeling of relaxation to continue to increase. Allowing this relaxation to flow through your eyes, your fingers, your arms, your legs, your toes, your torso. That's right. And just allow your own improved self-awareness and your own love and joy to lead you towards appropriate behaviors that generate health, happiness, and prosperity. And as you relax more and more, you may feel yourself drifting into a higher state of awareness that enables you to take charge of your mind and body. Just feel your body relaxing as your mind and body drift and float into this higher state of awareness. It may feel as though your body is melting into this relaxation, while you get in touch with your own source, your own power, your own abilities. As you continue to drift and float, you may allow your mind to accept any of the following thoughts that resonate with your highest good. There is great wisdom in your body, and your body knows how to balance itself. Your body can allow all chemical and hormonal levels, blood pressure, blood sugar, blood cells and vessels, metabolism, thyroid, endocrine, pituitary, hypothalamus, and all other glands, ligaments, bones, tendons, nerves, muscles, cells, immune systems, and every other functioning feature of your body can now come into balance and operate appropriately and in harmony. You sleep soundly each night, and you can awaken happy and refreshed each day. As you sleep, your body heals and restores itself. You take time to relax yourself throughout each day, and you can easily learn the lessons that conditions in your life teach you. You can easily release any undesirable patterns in favor of healthier, productive behavior. Your immune system and all other functions of your body can operate ideally. That's right. All the systems in your body can now operate in balance and harmony. Your mind can be clear, and you can have a helpful awareness of your body and your emotions. You can take time to have fun, to enjoy life, and to count everything that you're grateful for in your life. I wonder for a moment if you could see, hear, and feel yourself becoming more relaxed, happier, healthier. And with each breath that you take and each sound that you hear, you can imagine yourself healthy and totally fulfilled in the future. Just allowing that picture to become very real in your mind. Focusing on that image. Perhaps even stepping into it for a moment. Stepping into that image and allowing it to merge with your body. Noticing how good it feels. How good it feels to feel so good. Feeling relaxed. Feeling happier. Feeling healthier. And even when you emerge from relaxation in just a few moments, you can bring this wonderful image back with you. And every time that you look at, hear, or touch water, this feeling can return to you. This wonderful feeling of being relaxed, of being happy, of being healthy, can return to you. In a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 10. And as I count from 1 to 10, emerge from relaxation and return to full waking consciousness and awareness with plenty of energy to get through the rest of the day. Starting now at 1, emerging from relaxation, 2, 3, take a deep breath in, 4, 5, wiggle your fingers and shrug your shoulders, 6, 7, 8, coming up now, 9, and 10, eyes wide open, back in the room, back in the here and the now, fully awake, fully refreshed in every way, and feeling better than you have in a long, long time. Welcome back. I hope that you enjoyed today's episode and that it provided you with some tools to help you manage your stress levels better. For more information on hypnosis, visit my website, www.donaldcurry.com. I have a variety of hypnosis MP3 programs available for sale on my website. If you would like to learn hypnosis to help others, or if you're interested in learning hypnosis so that you can apply it to your own life, visit the Mind Institute, www.mindinstitute.online. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast so that you receive all of the upcoming episodes. Take care and be well until next time.